الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk, one reminder that we all must not forget, to read our three quls every morning after Fajr and after Maghrib. Why I say this? Because we asked a few friends and seems that we're not reading it. And then we're wondering of our problems, why they're coming and that. And this is Takfika min kulli shar, min kulli shay. In the Hadith Sharif, it is sufficient protection for you from everything. One of the explanations the ulama of Hadith give, hey, Takfika min kulli shar. It will protect you from every harm, from every evil. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimullah, used to explain this in those years. He says that all evil, in those days, heart problem was very common. It was perhaps top on the agenda of illnesses. If you worried about heart problem, heart attacks, etc., it will protect you from that also. Cancer, all others, at the moment the virus also, whatever it is, but read it and see there is protection in it. Similarly, Hazrat used to say motor car accidents, which are so common also. And at times we find whole families will pass away in one motor car accident. So we should try and read this, it will be protection from it. Also, robberies, crimes, we know that is also, especially in our country, it's one of the big problems that we have. We will be saved from that also. Hazrat used to say, people complain about jadu. Somebody has made jadu or somebody accuses somebody of making jadu. Whatever it is, whatever problems there can be. Really, it can be our financial problems, health problems, emotional problems, whatever. Just read it regularly. We then see there is no doubt it will be protection for us. Allah give us tawfiq. Every day after Fajr, we read it, it will be protection till Maghrib. Whole day we will be in the protection of Allah Ta'ala. Read it after Maghrib and the whole night we will be in Allah's protection right till Fajr. People, when we don't, there is also one principle the Quran Sharif teaches us, that when we move away from the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, whether it is 1 degree, 10 degrees, 50 degrees, so much, then evil comes in its place. It's not a vacuum then. The minute we have moved away from, we move away from namaz, we become negligent of namaz, some evil comes in its place. We don't make our tilawat regularly, some other evil and harm comes in its place. So all this will happen. So when we move away from this, then people's mind goes towards insurance. We get insurance and that will protect us. Mm-hmm. Insurance in the first place, there is no doubt, it can't protect you. Mm-hmm. And this is that protection is guaranteed. Insurance, if you take out, then after the harm is caused, then you now go and claim you for whatever insurance you had. And then that also, they look now into the fine print and they look into all other things not to pay you out. But they can't stop the harm. Allah, so to say, insurance, Allah's protection. Allah doesn't cause the harm to be caused in the first place. And you just live nicely. Okay? So Allah has given us our deen, and our deen, Allahu Akbar, is filled with protection. This is one of the many thousands of things, our protection. Read your Fajr with Jamaat, you are in the protection of Allah. So much so, dare that any person try and interfere with you that day. Allah will sort him out. If you read your Fajr with Jamaat, so many things, our Yasin Sharif. In the morning we read it, but and this is a very important thing, that there is no doubt that deen is the solution to everything. But what is deen? Deen is not the knowledge of deen. That is a very integral, very important part, the correct knowledge of deen. But that is not deen, is to practice it. That is what is deen. I know about the three quls, but I'm not reading them. The deen is not in me, I got the knowledge of it. But the deen, that part of deen, it's not in me. I now got the knowledge of five times namaz, but I'm not making my five times namaz. I got the knowledge of speaking of iqamat as-salah, how perfect namaz must be. But my namaz is not like that. So that part of deen is not it. And deen is the solution. Knowledge of deen is not the solution. Knowledge of deen is to bring deen, the correct true deen, to bring that in our lives. But deen itself must be in our lives. And it is the solution to all problems. In fact, look at the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They had deen in their lives. Practically they had deen. People who were way in the world before they accepted Islam. What were worshipping idols, eating, licking up blood from the ground. What was their life? And where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala took them? So high, it was on deen. So today also there is no doubt that that very same deen that was with the Sahaba, alhamdulillah, Allah reward our ulama, they protected that deen. The Quran Sharif, the recitation of it, the meaning of it, everything. Hadith Sharif, no way in the world, no other religion or even in any other sector, field of knowledge or anything, has thing been protected and preserved as how Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif has been preserved. Yeah, as we are sitting here, if I have to ask how many there will be Huffaz who will be here, they have memorized the Quran Sharif. How many there will be ulama, and each one will be knowing so many hadith. And how many, mashallah, there are those ulama who will tell you whether the hadith is authentic or not, whether it's reliable or not, so much it has been preserved. So hadith and deen, but this is deen, that deen has to come into our lives. So the three quls, we should try and read it regularly. If we say that I know it, yes I know, we tell somebody, and yes I know I must read it, but am I reading it or not? So that is very, very important, and pass it on to our family members. To our friends, everyone, make sure everyone reads the three. And also, Allahu Akbar, Allah is Arhamur Rahimin, Akramul Akramin. Allah knows our weaknesses. There are many other du'as also, but they are like what we might say, jawbreakers, not so easy. Difficult the words also to pronounce it and that. And then there are many du'as which are not so easy to read also. But they are also 100%, they are protection also. But they're not so easy. Allah is so kind. The whole ummah knows the three quls. Everyone can read it. So Allah made it our protection. Allah made it so easy. So the three quls with Bismillah each time. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The whole Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad 3 times. Again Bismillah. So 9 Bismillahs. Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falak. The whole surah Bismillah. Before that, every surah, so 9 Bismillahs and the 3 Quls. If we want to, for a start with the family, sit together and read it so that we can come into the habit. Allah reward our Shaykh when he taught us all this, then he should make us all read it together. And daily he should make us, after Maghrib he should make us read it. Then by Allah's fadl, little bit inshallah it has come and we remember and we carry on. So try and do this, the 3 Quls every day, and many of the other teachings of our deen also, bring them into our lives. So this is very, very important. Read our 3 Quls every day. Another, similar to that, one riwayat it comes, and it's also authentic riwayat, a person who will read this very simple dua. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. All of us know that. أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. 2 million sawabs are recorded for that person. Let us read it together. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. And in order to learn this, sometimes we get a bit confused with other, there are many other words, similar also, and there are narrations also, with regard to great rewards, and the words are a bit different. But just read the surah, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ السَّمَدْ أَحَدًا سَمَدًا. And then the same which is in قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And Qul Huwa Allah has got great merit by Allah Ta'ala. Great position. And fortunate are those people who read the surah Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad in abundance. Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala. On one occasion, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And he said, this is Abu Zar going. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got surprised. Jibreel alayhi salam of the heavens, far away, far above the 7 heavens, and he knows the people of Medina Sharif. Say, you know him? How do you know him? A stranger comes and he tells somebody, yeah, this is so and so, this is so. You get surprised. So he says, he is more famous by us than what he is famous to you people. He is more known to us than what you people know him. And he's got a great, then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam asked why. He said, for 2 reasons. صغره في نفسه, very, very humble. Down to earth, very humble. And كثرة تلاوته قل هو الله أحد. And he reads قل هو الله أحد in abundance. Allah loves this surah. And in this is the similar words, 2 million sawabs. And don't think that now I've got 2 million, I read it 100 times, 200 million. I got sawabs, it's enough. No. السلعة الله غالية. Ala inna sil'at Allah al-jannah. The transaction which Allah has made, the business which Allah has made with us, is of jannah. Ala inna sil'at Allah ghal. The price of jannah is very big. It's not a small price. So we need it. And these are easy ways Allah has given us by which we can acquire it. So we should try and read that. La ilaha illa, la ilaha illallahu. وحده لا شريك له أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. As part of deen which we are going through now, and many of us perhaps we might think also we take it for granted, we have got deen is in my life, in my family there is deen. But the days that we are going through now are Ashhur-e Hurum, the months of the sacred months, the 4 sacred months, which is this month here, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, 3 months together. And Rajab is a month that is before the month of Sha'ban. That month is separate, but the 4 months, that 1 month and these 3 months, these are very, very valuable in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. At one place we are mentioning it, and the people got surprised. Like for example, We say also that there are places in the world people don't even know it's Ramadan. Or if they know, they don't know the value of Ramadan. And really, I myself don't know the value. What Ramadan is, what a month it is. If we knew what it is, like though our elders, Hazrat Shaykh al-Adith Rahmatullah Ali, all our whole day in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Shah Abdul Rahim Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, shouldn't have Hazrat Shah Abdul Qadir Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, no time to talk to anyone. No correspondence he should attend to. Not even his close khadims. Not speak to them also. Just at iftari time, a few finjans, those small little cups of black tea, sabz chai. He should have that, and then he should just speak one or two words. Otherwise, just tilawat of Quran Sharif. They knew the value. Where we know the value. But anyway, Ramzan, we feel, we know, we have to keep rozas. We make taraweeh. But the ashur-e hurum, what the value, they also extremely valuable. Very, very valuable in the eyes of Allah. Many of us are not even conscious that we in ashur-e hurum. We don't even know Islamic dates really, which month it is Islamically. And if we know, but that these are so valuable months, the reward of actions are multiplied so greatly, so much, that one riwayat, which Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali quotes in Beheshti Zewar, a person who keeps during these months, rozas on Thursday, Friday and Saturday. So in the 4 months, you'll get about 12, perhaps 14 weekends, depending how the days fall. So for that, if you keep those 3 rozas, the sawab of 700 years of ibadah. Allah. And once these 4 months are finished, then it, there isn't that reward. So great is the reward. So in all other ibadat also, all actions, the reward is multiplied tremendously during these months. And the same way we should fear also, that sins committed during this month, the sin of it is also multiplied. So we should be very, like a person commits a sin at home, Allah protect us all, and that same sin he comes and commits it in the masjid. How terrible, isn't that? And that we should be careful. Today with the cell phone, we are looking at photos in the masjid also. To look at these photos, etc., out of the masjid is also haram. And to look at it, to take the photo is also haram. To look at the photo is also haram. And even if we get something on the phone, then just try and delete it or bypass it, or but don't look at the photo. If there's a video or something which is beneficial, turn the phone around. If you have to listen to it, but don't look at the picture. The looking at the picture, like the parts of body which we are not allowed to see, the sitter. It's haram for somebody to touch that part of the body also, another person. So the photo, to take the photo is also haram. Maulana Ibrahim Deula, and usually we know that in Jamaat, they won't discuss all these subjects, and least our elders. But he mentions this because it is, has become so common, this guna, and so terrible guna. He mentions particularly that on the day of Qiyamah, a neck will come out of something. And it will pick up all those people who used to take photos and were engaged in photography. And pick them up and throw them into Jahannam. Hisab Kitab won't start, they will be already thrown away into Jahannam. It's not a small thing. And our ulama of Pakistan, which many people use as a proof that they say it's permissible, they also have now declared that it is not permitted. And they have stressed on the point also. So we must not now go and try and use that excuse that they also saying that it is permissible. They have said clearly that also it is not permissible. The harm that it is causing, that is another thing again. So Allah Ta'ala protect us. So anyway, so gunas in this month are also, they are much more greater. Whatever guna, whether outside and in the masjid, it's more. During this month, the gunas are also more. So Allah give us tawfiq to make qadr, to appreciate this valuable days that we have got. The month of Zulqa'dah is already at the end. Today is the 28th, that is finished. We start now with the 29th already. So it's 29th. Perhaps tomorrow, Sunday may be the first, or Monday may be the first. And then when the first comes in, then again we go into more special days again. The first 10 days, well, Fajri, Allah takes qasam of the time of Fajr. What a great time it is. And really, if we have to consider Allah Ta'ala's qudrat and Allah's system, that it was dark the whole night. It was quiet. No doorbells are ringing, no phones are ringing, everything is quiet. But with the break of dawn, now things change now. People get up now. Now people start getting busy. Everything starts, life starts, becomes alive. Usually in winter, so most of the places we make Fajr a bit more earlier, but in summer when we make it about half an hour before sunrise, we come to Fajr with the lights off of the car. And after Fajr we return, the lights on. And after Fajr the lights are off. The whole change, everything. When we left home, the house was like quiet, like dead. Everyone was just about getting up or something. But after Fajr we come, there is life in the whole house. The children, so what a change, a great change takes place. And that time is also a very Mubarak time, the time of Fajr. And Allah has been so kind, He gave us this perfect deen, that if Allah give us tawfiq of tahajjud. Otherwise Fajr also we get up, that is the time when the oxygen is the best of the whole day. The best oxygen is at that time. Fortunate are those people who get up at that time and they're breathing in that oxygen at that time. Whether you in your house, closed doors, windows, but that oxygen is coming through. And it is the oxygen of that, and more better if we can be outside. If we can be on outside, what to say? And if we can walk bare feet on the ground at that time, even more better, weather permitting, security permitting. If we can do that, even more better. So that is a very Mubarak. Allah takes qasam of that time. What a Mubarak time. And then, walayalin ashr. Like that, when that time is so Mubarak, the 10 nights, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of them, which we will be entering in from tomorrow night or the next night, the first 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah. These each night's ibadat, we get the reward of the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, we know that what khayrun min alfi shahr, Allah's declaration, not equal to, better than 1,000 months, 83 years and 4 months. One night's ibadat is better, and Allah's better. We cannot imagine what when Allah says better, how much more better it must be. And khayrun nakira, that there's no limit to it, that it's good. There's no limit to it, how much more better. So, and that night, which normally we all take is in the month of Ramadan, odd nights of the last 10 days. And to find it, which is particularly, we don't know. We all hope we find that night, but we're not for sure. Yeah, for sure we get the reward of that night. It isn't that night, but the reward of that night, every night we can. And then again, Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen. Just make our Isha with Jamaat, Fajr with Jamaat, whole night's ibadat. Read our Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Tabarak Alladhi, between Maghrib and Isha, the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. Read the last ruku of Ali Imran, Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard, the whole night's ibadat sawab. And so many other things that we can do, and we get so great rewards. So appreciate those nights. And we don't really have to move mountains from their places. We don't have to, we feel we can't do much. We don't have to do. The deen is ad-deenu yusrun. Yuridullahu bikumul yusr. Deen is easy. Allah desires ease and comfort for you. And one of the best du'as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afat al-da'ima fi al-deeni wal-dunya wal-akhirah. That ease, comfort, that we have been asked for it. We are prohibited from asking from difficulties and hardships. Of course, those people at their level, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, were completely different. They asked in the battles that they must be mutilated. The eyes must be gouged out, ears must be cut. And then Qiyamah, they say, then we can say, Ya Allah, for your sake we went through. Today we feel we got one life, we must save our life. The Sahaba felt they got one life, that they must sacrifice for Allah. What that one life they got, one time, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, when he was in another place in Karachi, Nazimabad, and after Namaz, most probably it was Maghrib, and Mir Sahib narrated this to us, Hazrat was walking up to his house on stairs, and as he was walking up, Hazrat was making this dua, that I've got, Ya Allah, only one son, Maulana Mazhar. Oh Allah, accept him for jihad. Let him become shaheed in your path. And also at another time, somebody came to Hazrat and said that, your son, Maulana Mazhar, is very intelligent. We want that he must become a doctor, engineer, or something like that. We will pay for everything. Hazrat said, I only got one son. So he said, that's why let us make him a doctor. He said, I only got one son. My one son, if I had two, I could still consider. But one son, he has to go in the path of Allah. There is no two ways of it. So the life Allah gave us, use it in the path of Allah. And if we can become shaheed in the path, the Sahaba, in the plague of Amwas, they said, Ya Allah, this is a plague. Accept me in your to become shaheed in this. And consequently, great Sahaba made dua for it. Today we got it all upside down. Dunya is our object of life. The object is Akhirah. And that is the eternal and the enjoyment that we get there. So anyway, so these nights are very valuable. Each night, the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. And so many ways we can get it. And really, we are here in this dunya to acquire our Akhirah. We are not here for dunya to build mansions, to have luxury motor cars, mansions, gardens, all the other things, the amenities of life, etc. We are here for Akhirat. That is our object and purpose. If it was dunya, our object, we should never die. If Allah send us, go and enjoy in dunya. Accumulate your dunya, make money, accumulate. Then how can you, and how many people in the prime of their life they are taken away? When they are in the middle of, one friend, or middle of constructions carrying on, how many places, buying properties, investments, etc. At the age of 40, which is usually that time when a person is busy with all his investments and all that, he passed away. Everything left behind. So that Akhirat, which is eternal, that is the object. Which you're not going to, there's no end to it. We are here to prepare for that life, which is forever and ever. So these are occasion. We are weak to go in jihad, and we get frightened for small. Fajr, we get the shivers at Fajr time. And now little bit something, masjids are closed, we are frightened. Little bit the virus, with regard to that also. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali is written, and these are our real elders. Who are they? Hazrat says, don't worry about illnesses. He wasn't speaking particularly about the virus, but illnesses. He says, don't worry about illnesses. He says, you have got a heart in your bosom. And this heart is a strong, strong thing Allah has given you. And this heart, it has got so much power if we use it and we are not frightened. He says illnesses are frightened for the heart. Wow. Everyone's heart, Muslim, non-Muslim, all. We must have that courage. Today when we give in, and unfortunately the enemies who are coming in the form of well-wishers, that so many people are dying, we must take the protocols and that. They are really the enemies. They are putting fear in the people. Giving statistics and even wrong statistics of so many people dying. So many, everyone gets frightened. That the suffering you have to go. Ventilator. A person who goes on the ventilator, he doesn't survive. All the fear they put in the people. Then your heart becomes weak. Now you succumb very easily. For the disease to attack you and the disease to overtake you also. But you remain firm. Then Hazrat said, the heart is so strong that even illnesses are afraid for the heart. Allah. And then what to say of that heart which is filled with Iman?
Allah.
There was one brother, Bhai Bilal in Raiwind. We met him, alhamdulillah, very long, right at the beginning stages. And he went for gusht. This we were not present. It was narrated to us. So we know in India, Pakistan, usually they got that small cart. They are selling samosas, bhajiyas and things on there. So they got the oil also there. It's where the oil is heated also on there. And they are frying their bhajiyas, etc. Hot, hot, sizzling oil. And he said, Allah alone is the doer of everything. Allah controls everything. That person was of that nature. He said, if that is the case, put your hand in this oil. He put his hand and nothing happened. When this heart, Allah has given us, and the contents of the heart is iman. We have felt urine in this heart. We have felt stool in this heart, the urine of this dunya. And the stool of this dunya, we have weakened our heart. Now we are frightened for everything. And a person who has got, who doesn't fear Allah, Allah puts the fear of everything in him. Then a person fears and everything. But just fear Allah alone. And then you see all these other fears will go out. The dunya and akhirat are like two co-wives. You please the other one becomes upset. You please that one, this one becomes... If you please dunya, akhirat is upset with you. You're spoiling, destroying your akhirat. You make your akhirat, your dunya will be destroyed. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, qurban jai, what a Nabi a rahmat. He says, give preference to that which is eternal over that which is temporary. Any person can think that, why must I give preference? But this dunya has overtaken us and we don't want to die. So anyway, these nights we should try and engage in the ibadat of Allah. Simple ibadats. You can't stay awake whole night, no problem. Make Isha with Jamaat. Make Fajr with Jamaat. Make a little bit more ibadat. Little bit. Tabarakalladhi, Alif Lam Mim Sajda. A little bit. Make some ta'aleem in the house. And also another very effective thing, if we don't want Corona to come to our house, have ta'aleem of Sirat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Read Durood Sharif in the house. These things here will repel everything. It won't enter that house. So Allah protect us also. And so the ibadat of these nights. And then the rozas of each day. It's referred to as 10 days rozas, but effectively it's 9 days. The 10th day is the day of Eid. It's haram to keep roza. So the 9 days rozas and the 8 days. One year's ibadat sawab. And the 9th is addition to that, one previous year, one coming year, sins are also forgiven. That is even more greater. Any case, we shouldn't miss the 9th of Zulhijjah, the roza of the 9th of Zulhijjah. And as many as we can, Allah give tawfiq, keep all the other 8 also. A whole year's roza sawab we get. Whole year's roza sawab we get for these rozas here. So these are very special occasions and we don't know whether we'll get next year. What my health condition will be. What my spiritual condition will be. We get so many people calling that I'm now just going towards sin. Sin is overtaking me. I don't feel like making it. We don't know what our condition. At the moment that Allah has given us this desire, understanding of ibadat, one very good person, one friend tells him, just read Durood Sharif. He says, I can't read Durood Sharif. He says, you're talking rubbish, what you can't read? He says, read one Durood Sharif after 10 minutes, sallallahu. He says, I can't. Allah save us from such condition. Allah protect us. So while it is there, and the more we do, this is real appreciation. This is real shukr. We do how much we can, Allah promises to increase. Shukre lisani is also there. And as far as shukr is concerned, we are also limited in everything. That our shukr also, we are so limited. Even just to recognize Allah's ni'mats, we fail in that also. As we are sitting here, nobody can count the billions of ni'mats of Allah which are pouring down upon each one of us. Ibn Qalaba was one tabi. On one occasion a person, and he was out in a desert, in a tent. He heard somebody making dua there, and he was saying that, Ya Allah, if all the mountains of the world crush me to pieces, I deserve worse than that. If all the oceans of the water drown me, I deserve worse than that. If all the fires of the world burn me, I deserve worse. I make your shukr, Ya Allah. So this person looked into the tent, saw this person there with no arms, no legs. Just his torso, the top of his body. And he's making shukr to Allah. He say, what are you making shukr? What have you got? He say, I've got the strength to make shukr of Allah Ta'ala. We small things, we make it a big problem. That one great buzurg, he says that I complained I had no shoes until I met a man who had no legs. Today, small things we complain. What and what people are going through. What difficulties people are going through. So we can't even comprehend all the ni'mats of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So great are the ni'mats of Allah. Then Ibn Qalaba, he told this person, I have got a son and he makes me my wuzu. He helps me, he's doing my khidmat. But for 3 days, he's not coming. If you can check for me what has happened to him. So he went around looking, he found his body, wild animals tore him to pieces, ate up his flesh, everything. So he came now, how to tell him? What his own condition is such, and how to break this news to him? So he thought of Ayyub alayhi salam, what were difficulties? So he asked him, you know Ayyub alayhi salam? Yes. What difficulty? How his family left him. Only his wife remained with him. Everyone else, his wealth, he was a wealthy Nabi of Allah. All his wealth got finished. He had nothing whatsoever. And according to riwayat, up to 18 years in that illness of his. Sores on his whole body. And he's just lying like that. And a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. But making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Today we complain of small. Then he told him, then that person, Ibn Qalaba himself said, come out, what is it? Tell me what is it. So then he told him what happened. He kept on praising Allah Ta'ala and he passed away. At night when he saw him in a dream, he's in the orchards of Jannah. And he's enjoying there. And forever and ever, yeah, Allah save us. And inshallah Allah is most kind. He knows we are not fit for test. He won't test us even a bit, like not even 1% like that. But little bit, if something comes, let us not lose hope. And let us not now, this panic that we are in, and there's no need for all this panic and this fear. And as though now we all think end of the year now, end of the world now. Hey, everything is coming to an end. Dajjal is coming now. And more, and finish everything. No, Allah's mercy is very, very great. Look at the mercy of Allah. So this little ibadat we can do these nights, these days. Then it is another third thing, which is a great thing during now, which we are entering the days of Hajj. This is also whether we are going for Hajj or not, but it's Ayyam-e-Hajj. And it's a great and honorable. And we should try and refresh our minds with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his life story. What sacrifices he made. And especially of all the various imtihanat and tests which Allah Ta'ala had put Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam through. One was Allah commanded him, slaughter your son. And at that time when he was at that age, when he needed now support in his life. And the son was now, had come to that age that he could support his father. Up to that age, you have to support the son, look after him. Now he is at that age that he can support you. And you are becoming like a child now, old age. At that time, Allah said, slaughter him. And happily, from here we learn that the love of Allah must be the greatest. We can sacrifice, really, Allah forgive us, but we're not at that stage that if our children become disobedient, they go to the limit that we can turn them out of the house, etc. Yeah, for dunya's things we will turn them out. If he becomes a drug addict or something, but his aqidah's become bad or something, we won't turn him out still. Still we will, but there the love of Allah was the greatest. And he gave preference to the love of Allah over everything. Prepared to slaughter his son. A young boy like that, he is prepared to be slaughtered also. When his father take the imtihan in the way of a mashura that Allah has commanded me to slaughter you, what do you say about it? It wasn't a mashura, no mashura. He knew he has to do it, he is going to do it. But he wanted to test him. He said, my father, don't delay. Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. Satajiduni insha'Allah minas sabirin. And again insha'Allah also. That though he had it, insha'Allah, many times it's not said in the real meaning of insha'Allah. For barakat it is said. To get Allah's more rahmat to it is said. Not that if Allah wishes. Not in the literal meaning. So Allah Tabarak, so those, this is the time that we have to think of those sacrifices. What Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Today we are so frightened to come to the masjid. We are so frightened to have Islamic garb in many places. We are so frightened to make salam also. We are shy to make salam also. Our Islamic identity we are afraid of. We want to rather identify with the filthiest nation of the world, nations of the world. And with the filth and dirt we want to identify, the urine and stool we want to identify, and the Mubarak garden of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sunnat, we don't want to identify with that. Allah has given us, and if we have become like that, and we are the imam of all the ummats, and we became like that, then who must the people of the world, who must they follow, if we have become like that? So these days are Mubarak. Then is the Qurbani. The Qurbani is another great, great occasion. The Qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Hajj, everything of Hajj. Let us think about the Hajj. Though we are not there present ourselves, but think about the Hajj and think of the people who are there. What, in whichever form, make dua that Allah restores the tawaf as it is supposed to be. And really the enemy of Islam, they saw no way in the world are the scenes like that of Makkah Sharif and Medina. The people going to Mina and then Arafat, what to say of Arafat? Allah himself boasts of the people who come for Arafat. The people of the world who are the enemies, who are the enemies of themselves, they can't see it. They will have the stadiums, all the sports stadiums filled to capacity, but they want the haram to be empty. And unfortunately, we are falling prey to all this. Our masjids are empty, and their shabins are full, and their the best place of the world, the masajid, which Allah loves the most, we are also aiding to keep them empty. And the worst places, the marketplaces, the bazaars, and all the shopping malls, etc., the worst places, we also help to fill all that up. Allah give us hidayat. So these days are very valuable. Let us appreciate them. And this is deen, bring it into our lives. That during this Ashur-e-Hurum, respect and honor this. Try and take maximum from here. And then this 10 days of Zulhijjah, also during these days, those who are going to be making qurbani shouldn't cut their nails, mustahab, but we should take it as our duty. No nails, hair, etc. And how kind is Allah. And this is a sign that it is, Allah is reminding us of ihram. In ihram we can't cut. Like we are in a mini ihram. In a type of a ihram Allah has put us. So we remember the Hajj also. The people who are there, they can't cut their hair, they can't cut their nails, etc. So Allah put us also. And qurbani, Allah made it for the whole ummah. The ritual do, and in fact there also ulama encourage that even if it's a poor person and we can scramble some money to buy an animal, do it. Qurbani is such a thing that though it's not wajib, but it should be such a thing we desire. Do on behalf of our children who are not baligh, it's not wajib. If they don't do, no guna, but that spirit, that desire should be there. It should be a living thing. Get involved. All this contactless qurbani is alien to Islam. There is nothing like that. Islam is a full contact qurbani. With the animal, the slaughter, before the time, get the animal, look after the animal, tend to it, sort of have love for the animal, slaughter it with your hand, clean it, distribute the meat, eat the meat, and all enjoy. What a great ni'mat. What a deen Allah has given us. Allah let us appreciate and accept us for His deen in the true sense. And not only the knowledge of deen, or not just one majlis of deen, but the deen must come into our lives. And this is the time that in these four aspects, bring it alive in us, and then see the solution to the problems of the world. Deen is the solution, not the knowledge of deen. Otherwise, there are those places where in the masajid, the knowledge that was imparted, it's not matchable. But just out of the masjid, the people are not making namaz. And then Allah's azab came there, and what conditions came on those people. So deen has to be alive. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.